And we're holding the top of Ches Amur Aleph. Mishnah says, Harini Nazir Kis'al, we already discussed a lot of this Mishnah yesterday. Harini Nazir Kis'al Roshi. The person says, I'll be a Nazir like the hair on my head. So we learned yesterday that would end up meaning that would end up meaning that he's going to be a Nazir, a number of terms of Nazirus equal to the hairs on his head. And therefore that he's going to be Nazir for 30 days after 30 days, etc. Every 30 days he'll cut his hair, bring his karbanos, etc. V'chafar ha'oretz, or he says like the dust of the earth, same thing. V'chachol hayam, or like the sand by the sea. In all those cases, ha'reiz a Nazir olam. In all those cases, he's a Nazir olam, or megaleach achas l'shloshim yom, and he shaves and brings karbanos once every 30 days. Meaning, he's not a real Nazir Olam like the kind we learned the other day about Avshalom, because we said that Rebbe holds that he cuts his hair once every 12 months, and that's the halacha. Here, what we mean is we're using the word Nazir Olam in a bit of a looser sense. In other words, that he's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life, because he's taken on himself a large number of terms of Nazirus. And so each one, he's going to do his Nazirus of 30 days, shave, bring his korbanos, start the next one, and repeat and repeat forever, for the rest of his life. The Rosh brings up an interesting point. Now, with a regular Nazir, let's say, a regular Nazir of 30 days, so he's supposed to bring his korbanos as soon as possible after the 30 days are over. What happens now? You could have a Nazir who decides to delay them for whatever reason. He can't be bothered right away to come to the Bais Mikdash and bring them. So eventually he's going to be over on Baal Ta'achar, like any korban where a person delays. But other than that, there's really no consequences to it. He'll remain a Nazir until he brings his korbanos. What would happen in a case like this? The Rosh wonders where it's supposed to be one Nazirus after another. Is he obligated to finish off his first Nazirus and each of the Nazirus after that as soon as possible, only because otherwise he's delaying the beginning of the next one if he's already supposed to start? And after all, I mean, he's never going to finish all of them because he's never going to finish the number of terms of Nazirus equal to the number of hairs on his head, but maybe at least he has an obligation to complete as many of them as he possibly could. And that means each one he's going to have to cut his hair and bring his korbanos as soon as possible on the 31st day, or b'diavad we said on the 30th day, rather than waiting a few more days. Or does it not matter? Because anyway, he's going to be a Nazir for his whole life. So the Rosh asks the question, and he says that the Rosh says indeed he would have to finish each one as soon as possible and start the next one. Anyway, the Mishnah continues. Rebbe says this is not the kind who shaves once every 30 days, meaning because when he says Harini Nazir Kis'al Loshi, Rebbe understands it doesn't mean a Nazirus, it doesn't mean separate terms of Nazirus. Now, yesterday we discussed the point that hairs, after all, are discontinuous. Each one ends, and then there's a space before the next one. Rebbe doesn't hold of that distinction. So he says that if a person said, I'm a Nazir, the number of hairs on my head, it wouldn't mean that he's doing one Nazirus after another, a Nazirus of 30 days, bringing korbanos, a Nazirus of another 30 days, bringing korbanos, etc. But rather, it would mean one continuous Nazirus equal to the number of days that there are hairs on his head. And therefore, he'd never be shaving. Because, in other words, if let's say we don't know how many hairs there are on his head exactly, but let's say we know there have got to be at least 100,000, let's say. So it means Rebbe is saying not that he's accepted 100,000 terms of Nazirus, which means that after every month he's going to be shaving and bringing korbanos, but rather that he's accepted on himself one Nazirus of 100,000 days, which again, fine, he's not going to live to do that whole thing. 100,000 days, let's say, would be 200 odd years, 270 odd years. Nevertheless, though, that's what it means, and it means he can't shave in between the equivalent of what we learned the other day, then what we're going to learn also on Amud Beis, that a person were to say I'm a Nazir for 1,000 years. So Rebbe says that would be the case. The Ezel Megaleach Achas L'Shloshim. So Rebbe says, what is the case where he would shave every 30 days, where he mentions hair? Ha'omer, if he says, Hare Alai Nazirus, or Nazirois, or Naziriois, maybe, Kisa'ar Roshi, or Chafara, or it's Chalayom, if he, now like this, in the Mishnah, in the Tanakama's phrasing, the person used the expression, I am a Nazir like the hair of my head. Now Rebbe is saying, no, what it really means, what it would really be is, only if he's saying, I am accepting on myself nezirus, terms of nezirus, like the hair of my head, etc., then we would say it means each one is a separate term of nezirus, and he's bringing his korbanos and shaving his hair every 30 days. So according to the Tanakhama, it wouldn't matter. Either way, as long as he mentioned kisa'ar roshi, as long as he mentioned something discontinuous like hair, then that would be the din. We would mean that many terms of nezirus. According to Rebbe, no, there's a difference. If he says harein nozir kisa'ar roshi, then it means one continuous nezirus of that many days. If he says harei olai nezirois or nezirios kisa'ar roshi, then I'm accepting on myself nezirois, terms of nezirus, like the hair of my head, then he would be then it would be separate terms. Then it would be separate terms. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Here's another case. How any nazir maloy habayis? Suppose a person says, I'll be a nazir as much as this house can be filled up, or maloy akupa, or as much as this basket can be filled up. Tosfos explains we're talking about the basket or the house is empty. So the question is, what is it going to be filled up with? In other words, the point is, Achronim talk about if it were to be a house that's actually full of things, and he were to say as much as this house is full, then yeah, we would see what it's full with right now, and we'd go based on that. But here we're talking about it's empty, and therefore the question is what he means, what hypothetically it would be filled with. So we check with him. We ask him, what did he mean? If he says, I meant to take on one large term of nezirus. So in other words, like we had yesterday, where a person says achas gdolah or achas ktana, where he feels it's very burdensome to him, as burdensome as a big thing, or as burdensome as it would take to fill up this entire house. If that's what he means, then fine, nozir lamed yom, then he's a nozir 30 days like any other nozir. The im omer stam nozarti, but if he says I just meant stam, I wasn't actually thinking about what the house could be filled up with. Then then we imagine the basket or the house as though it was filled with mustard seeds. Mustard seeds are very small. So if you have a basket full of mustard seeds, it's going to be the equivalent of hair on his head or something. It's going to be uncountable. You're not really going to be able to count how many individual mustard seeds there are in there, let alone if it was a house. So then, the nazir kol yomav, then he's a nazir his entire life, and here you would also have the same machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim, what it would mean. Where according to the Chachamim, it would mean that we'd have a separate term of nezirus, a separate 30 days for each mustard seed, and then he's shaving and bringing his korbanos in between. And according to Rebbe, we would say it's one big long one, unless he said nezirois, or nezirios, like maloya kupa, then we would say that it's separate terms. Another case. This we learned yesterday. Hareni nozim ikan ad mokum ploini. If a person says, I'm a nozir from here until such and such a place, uyndin kamayamim ikan ad mokum ploini. So we figure out how many days trip would it be from here to that place. Im pochus malamad yoim nozir lamad yoim. If it's less than 30 days, then we round it up and we say he's a nozir for 30 days, because as we've learned before, there can never be a nezirus less than 30 days. The imlav nozir come in and ayomim. If not, then he's a nozir the exact number of days that the trip is going to take. And we learned yesterday that the reason why we wouldn't necessarily have the machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim in that case, why would it be that everybody seems to agree that it would be just the nezirus of that number of days, is because the difference is, unlike hair and unlike mustard seeds and all these kinds of things, which are discontinuous, time is continuous, so therefore we can't really say that we should break it up and say that he meant a number of terms of nezirus equal to the number of days. Rather, we say he meant the actual number of days themselves. And the idea would be, as we learned yesterday, that since he wants Hashem's protection on the trip, then therefore he's saying that for the duration of the trip, I'm going to be a nazir. And actually, what we learned yesterday was we said in the Gemara that the difference is with the trip, we said hechsik badera. We said we're talking about he already set out on the road, and therefore we assume that he means that he wants the protection from Hashem on the actual trip, and therefore it's the number of days on the trip. Tosfos actually learns that lamaskana, that answer remains. The Rosh actually learns in the Gemara earlier that no, actually lamaskana, the Gemara gives a different answer that doesn't require us to say that. That you could say even we're not hechsik baderach, there's a difference between days on the trip versus hairs on his head or whatever. Another case, harini nazir kiminyan yemos hachama. Suppose a person says, I'll be a nazir like the number of days in the solar year. Moin nazirus kiminyan yemos hachama. Then what it means is he has to count out terms of nazirus equal to the number of days in a solar year. In other words, we don't say that he meant one nazirus of 365 days. We say that he meant 365 terms of nazirus. Because since he said kaminyan, then so the Rosh explains that would mean then that he means the number of days, that he means that the number of terms of nazirus should be equal to the number of days in the solar year. So it means that he's going to be taking on 365 30-day nazirus, one after the other. As opposed to, if he had said ki moisachama, then it would mean he'd be a nazir. It would mean he'd be a nazir for 1 year. And implicitly, again, Rebbe disagrees with this. The implication seems to be that Rebbe would disagree with this also and say that it would be one continuous nazirus. So Omar Rebbe Yehuda Maisa Hoya. So Rebbe Yehuda says, "I'll give you an example. I'll give you an actual practical example where this happened. Kiven Shehishlim Mes. As soon as he finished all of those terms of nazirus, he died. So we're going to see in the Gemara on Omar Beis how exactly this is a proof for what the Chachamim say." I'm going to see the word hishlim applies only to a certain kind of nazirus, but the point is, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that that's what happened. You had a situation where a person did that. He took on himself 365 nazirus, so that means now he's a nazir for 365 months, one after the other, and when he finished the last one, 365 months would be 30 odd years. When he finished the last one, then he passed away, so we see, in other words, that but he actually did finish it. So the point is, we see that that's what it means, that not just that he's a nazir for 1 year, and not that he's a nazir continuously, but rather that he's a nazir for 365 terms, and eventually, after this guy actually managed to finish all 365 of them. Okay. So the Gemara asks, we had the case in the Mishnah of where he says, I'll be a nazir as much as the house is full or as much as the basket is full. And we said, we have to ask him. And if he says, stam nazarti, that I made the neder without particularly thinking what it could be full of, then we say that we consider as if the basket or the house was full of mustard seeds, which are tiny. And then the result is that he's a nazir throughout the rest of his life. So the Gemara asks, when you say Royanas Hakupa, Kilo Malaya Chag of a Nazir Po Yomav, you're telling me that we look at it as though it was full of mustard and he's a Nazir his whole life. But am I? Why should he be a Nazir his whole life? According to Rebbe, one long continuous Nazirus, according to the Chachamim, individual ones of 30 days each. Why daft the mustard seed? The Lechse Kilo Malaya Kishur and Adloin. Why don't we instead picture the basket as being full of cucumbers or pumpkins, which are much larger? There's a much smaller number of those that are going to fit into the basket. It's a heavy light akanta. And then we'll be able to fix things up for him. Then it'll be easy enough. All he needs to do is, so let's say the basket is only going to hold 5 pumpkins. So fine, picture as though the basket holds only 5 pumpkins, and therefore he only needs 5 terms of nazirus. Why picture it davka as though it's full of mustard seeds and make him be a nazir for the rest of his life? In fact, Tosfos points out, first of all, the Gemara, instead of mentioning kishurin and lurin, cucumbers or pumpkins, instead the Gemara could have asked that we should consider as though the basket was full of dough. Dough is one big mass. So then that would amount to saying that he's only chayav one nezirus. So why don't we assume that? And after all, we have a Mishnah, Tosva says, we have a Mishnah elsewhere in Masech Taharis that says, Suffolk nezirus lahakol. That when it comes to a suffolk on nezirus, then we have to be makel because we can't have him bring korbanos, because of a suffolk. A nazir, after all, is not going to end his nezirus until he brings his korbanos, and he can't bring his korbanos near a nazir tahar. Keep in mind, at the end of his nezirus, brings three korbanos, and one of them is a chatos, and a nazir tamei also brings three korbanos, and one of them is an osham, and neither a chatos nor an osham can be brought voluntarily. It can't be brought. I'll stop it. So it's one thing, fine. He has an ola, he has a shlomim. Those he could bring voluntarily anytime he wants, but no such thing when it comes to a chatos or an osham, and therefore we say stopet nezirus lahakol. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Is the Gemara's question. And Tosfos also adds, you know, when we learned yesterday about Mikan Vad Sofa Olam, then we had, as we discussed yesterday, and the Mishnah Melech discusses this Tosfos and the other one at some length, that on the face of it, it sounds like he actually means to accept something Ad Sofa Olam, and therefore the Gemara was thinking that we have to be Machmir one way or the other. But here, the fact is that we assume that now let's consider, in other words, as the Gemara is going to go on to explain over here, if we were to say that he's a Nazir Misafet, he's actually worse off than if we would assume one Vaday or the other. As we're going to go on to see how he's worse off if we say that he's a Safet Nazir. Basically, it boils down to because he can't bring his Korbanos, but we'll teach it out more clearly in a minute. So therefore, so you would think that maybe he doesn't want to put himself into such a suffix, and therefore we should say that he meant only one nezirus, so only a very few nezirus, the number of pumpkins or cucumbers that would fit in the basket. So why instead are we assuming that he means a number of mustard seeds, which makes him much worse off? The answer is amachiski machlokes shnuya v'rav Shimon. As a matter of fact, so Chizkiya answers, you know what? This Mishnah is only appointed of Shimon. It's actually a machloikas tanoim, and our Mishnah would be only appointed of Shimon. Da'ama odam machnes es atzmei ledover shesfeikoi chomer mivadai. Rav Shimon says a person might put himself into a situation where a suffix is going to leave him worse off than a vadai. Meaning, in other words, so the Rosh and Tosfos explain like this, basically. Let's look at this situation. The person said a basket full of nezirus. And we're saying there's a few possibilities. We could mean conceivably one thing that fills up the entire basket, one pumpkin or cucumber, or as Tosfos says, one batch of dough. Or conversely, we could mean tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of them, like mustard seeds. Now, the fact is, we would have to say there's a suffix over here. So what happens if we say that it's vadai? If we go according to the Chachamim, then we say, fine, it means that he's accepted on himself many, many terms of nezirus, but after each nezirus, he'll be able to cut his hair, and he'll be able to bring his korbanos and start his next nezirus, so at least every so often he gets to cut his hair. On the other hand, if we said it meant one nezirus, so only a few nezirus, then fine, he'd only be cutting his hair and bringing his korbanos a few times, and then he's done with it. When it's a situation of a suffix, then he's kind of between two stools. Then he's in a worse off position. Now, again, remember, he can't bring his korbanos because of a suffix. For that matter, we can't shave his hair because of a suffix either. We're going to talk about that concept later on in the Masechta. But that may not always be an issue. In particular, that would only be an issue for a man who's not allowed to shave his payas and his beard. If the person in our situation was a woman or a katan, that might not be an issue. But the korbanos are going to apply equally well to everybody. So what's going to happen then? So he's going to go and shave his hair and bring the korbanos the first time, fine. But then after that, what happens the next time when he wants to do the next one 30 days later? We're going to tell him, maybe you only meant one term of nezirus, because maybe you meant that the basket had only one pumpkin in it or one batch of dough in it, and then therefore you can't bring korbanos again mitzad hasafek. And so therefore he's going to be stuck. He's not even going to be able to begin his second nezirus, because he can only begin his second nezirus but the second one already he can't necessarily bring. He has to continue that one forever and never bring the korbanos, because what if he only made one neder of nezirus? What if he only made a neder for one term of nezirus, and then he can't bring korbanos misafik? So therefore, the fact that we have a suffix over here puts it now. So again, if it was a vadai that it was one, it would mean he would, if it was a vadai that was five, let's say, that it was five pumpkins, then fine, he'd be shaving his hair and bringing his korbanos five times, and then finally 5 months from now, he's done with the whole thing. If we said it's like mustard, then at least we would have that, every so often, every 30 days, he can cut his hair. Now, when we have a suffix like this, the result is that he's worse off than with either vadai. The result is he can't cut his hair at all, because he can only cut his hair when he brings his korbanos, and he can't bring his korbanos because of the suffix that maybe he only had fewer terms of nezirus. So in that sense, the suffix is worse than the vadai, but Rav Shimon holds that nevertheless a person might put himself into that situation. The Tanya, as we learn in a Braisa, suppose we have it later in the Masechta. Suppose a person says, "Hareini nazir amanaschi yehei bekrize meyakur." Suppose a person says, "I'll be a nazir on condition that this pile of grain that I have will equal at least 100 kur." So in other words, he's saying, I don't know yet how much grain I have in this pile. I'm going to go measure it. If it turns out that it has 100 kur in it, then as of now, I'm making myself a nazir. He went and found that it was stolen or that it was lost. So now he has no way of measuring to know whether there were 100 kur in it. Rav Shimon Oyser, Shasafik Nezirus Lahachmir. Rav Shimon says he's Oyser and he has to become a nazir because he says, Shasafik Nezirus, you have to be Machmir. Now, again, we can't necessarily say Machmir as far as that he can bring his korbanos because of Suffolk. Again, Rabbi Shimon knows you can't bring Chol and La'azara, and you can't bring a Chatas or an Osham because of Suffolk. But in other words, he would say that the person has to be a Nazir to be on the safe side, because maybe, in fact, there were 100 kor in there. In fact, Rabbi Shimon says over there what he should do is that he should say, essentially, that if the pile had 100 kor in it, then fine, I'm a nazir because of that. If the pile did not have 100 kor in it, then I'm a nazir as a nedava, and I'm just volunteering now to become a nazir. And that way, that gets him out of the trouble. That gets him out of the trouble, because now either way he's a nazir. Now he'll be able to bring his korbanos at the end. Nevertheless, though, Tosfos points out, you could have, what if, for example, he becomes tamei before he makes that new nazirus? Or for that matter, what if he becomes tamei between the two terms of nazirus? Then again, you have the same problem. He might be a nazir tamei, he might not. He can't necessarily bring his korbanos. Later on, in fact, in the last perek of our Masechta, we're going to have all kinds of elaborate scenarios over there where a person is tamei misafik, what he does as far as his nezirus. But the point is, in other words, you might still have that he might end up stuck if he becomes tamei before he makes this new neder, because maybe he's a nazir tamei and has to bring korbanos, maybe not. And yet, Rav Shimon holds that a person will have no problem, that a person will do that, that when we have to hold the person to his word, and therefore he's a nazir misafik. So he'll say the same thing in our Mishnah, says Chizkiya. Rav Moshe Feinstein, by the way, has in one of his Chuvas a different understanding of this. He says, not necessarily like Tosfos, that the problem is that he might become Tomei, but rather, if we're saying that he has to take on a new neder of Nezirus in order to cover his bases, no matter what. So what good was the first neder doing anyway? Shouldn't we assume that a person is not going to make a neder where the only way to fix up the situation is to make a new neder on top of the old one? We should maybe, Rabbi Yehuda, at least, as we're going to go on to say, is going to assume that not so, but Rabbi Shimon says, yes, a person might well do that. So the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda says he's mutter, he doesn't become a nazir, shesafik nezirus lahokol, because we always say safik nezirus lahokol. So we see, in other words, that Rabbi Shimon is saying, again, that even though there might be a scenario where he winds up worse as a suffix than a vadai, namely, again, the fact that that he can't bring her that. So in the case of the Braisa, it's that he might become Tomei before he ever starts his Nezirus. And then we're not sure whether he was a Nozir and whether he's bringing his Korbanos Tumma or not. And in the case of our Mishnah, where he says, I'll be a nazir as much as this basket is full, and it might mean large fruits and it might mean small ones, and we don't know. Rav Shimon is saying that, and therefore he ends up worse off in that suffix. Nevertheless, Rav Shimon says, according to Chizkiya, it wouldn't matter either way. Rav Shimon is saying that the suffix, that we have to put him in that suffix, and therefore that's how it's going to be. As opposed to, Rabbi Yehuda would disagree, so our Mishnah would be only according to Rabbi Shimon. But the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you could even say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The difference is, Hosam Le'Nochis Le'Le Nezirus. Because the difference is, there he didn't necessarily get into Nezirus at all. When he said in that case of 100 kor, he said, I will be a Nazir if this pile is 100 kor. Well, maybe the pile is 100, maybe it's not. We don't even know if he accepted on himself one term of Nezirus. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would be makel and say that we don't put on him Suffolk Nezirus, that we don't make him a Nazir because of that Suffolk. Hocha Nochis Leila Nezirus. Here, the fact is, he's Nochis literally descending, going down into. He's going down into Nezirus. In other words, there's no question that either he is chayav in at least one Nezirus. Even if we say the basket holds only one pumpkin, or even if we say we're imagining that the basket was full of dough, so it's all one big mass, either way, the point is, one Nezirus he definitely has. So therefore, so Rabbi Yehuda might say that, once he's already a Nazir, it's not so easy to get him out of it. The Maila Salukimine, how are you going to get him out of this Nezirus? So therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda might say that in that case, we have to consider Misafik, that it might be full of mustard seeds, and therefore that he has many Nezirus. Okay. So the Gemara asks, but still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why not? Still, we could be makel, like we asked before, amaylo, lest the kupa kilo malaya kishurin adlurin. Why don't we imagine as though the basket was full of cucumbers or pumpkins, the tehevele takanta, and then at least there is a way of fixing it up, because now at least he'll only have one or very few nezirus. After all, at this point, we're assuming that Rabbi Yehuda would hold like the Chachamim of our Mishnah, that when he says Meloi HaKupa, he means separate Nezirus, separate ones, each one separate terms, each one lasting 30 days. So in that case, then, and what's going to happen? Each time, like we said before, he's going to be in a suffix. Should he start his new Nezirus? Should he cut his hair and bring his carbonus and start his new Nezirus? And there's going to be a suffix. And therefore, that would put him in trouble and he would be stuck. Rabbi Yehuda holds suffix Nezirus Lahakol. So the question is, why don't we at least say that we should consider as though the basket, we should say, forget about the possibility that the basket contains mustard seeds. Let's focus on the possibility that we could imagine the basket as being full of pumpkins. Therefore, he'll be able to cut his hair every 30 days and there'll be only a few terms of Nezirus that he'll have to take, or maybe even we consider it full of dough and only have to take on one Nezirus. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Suffolk Nezirus Lahakol, so why don't we say that? So why are we assuming that it's mustard seeds and Rabbi Yehuda is making him cut his hair and bring his korbanos every 30 days for the rest of his life? The answer is Rabbi Yehuda Sovala Kered. The answer is that Rabbi Yehuda actually holds like Rebbe in our Mishnah. The Tanan, Rebbe Omer Ein Zman Galach Achas Shloshim Yom. In the Mishnah, we said that Rebbe says when a person takes on himself Nezirus, when he says I'll be a Nozir, the number of hairs on my head, or in this case, we're talking about the number of items in this basket. Then Rebbe said he doesn't shave Rebbe Omer Ein Zman Galach Achas Shloshim Yom. He doesn't shave his hair once every 30 days because it means one long continuous Nezirus. That is the number of days equal to the hairs on his head or the fruits in the basket or whatever. If he says, I'll take on myself Nezirus, terms of Nezirus, like the hair of my head or like the dust of the earth, or like the sand of the sea. So therefore, so Rabbi Yehuda holds like that as well. Now we're saying, so therefore, so Rabbi Yehuda, so now Rabbi Yehuda is saying that he has to continue being a Nazir for the rest of his life. So therefore, so now it is true that Rabbi Yehuda holds Suffolk Nezirus Lahakol. But again, Rabbi Yochanan had mentioned before that when we know that there's definitely Nezirus on him, in the case, again, in the case of the pile with the 100 kor, we don't know whether Nezirus was ever chal on him. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says no Nezirus is chal on him at all. But here, we know that at least one Nezirus was chal on him. We just don't know how long that nezirus lasts. Is it one continuous nezirus that lasts the rest of his life, like Rebbe says in the case of hair, or would it be broken up nezirus in each of 30 days? Rebbe Yehuda can't be sure about that. Therefore, he would say that the result is that the person remains a nazir for the rest of his life, like Rebbe, and can't even cut his hair in between. We would say it's one long continuous nezirus, and therefore, now we have to say it might be that it might be one long continuous nezirus equal to the number of mustard seeds in the equal the number of days, the number of mustard seeds in the basket, and therefore that he's a nazir continuously for the rest of his life. Now that explanation and that girsa is all according to Tosfos. The Mefarish over here has a different understanding. He understands that when the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yehuda that why don't we imagine the basket to be full of kishurim and gluim, and the answer is that no, the whole sakadaita, the Mefarish learns, is actually part of the answer. That, no, you can't say nezirus, you can't possibly say nezirus hu dekabu ilave, that he accepted on himself separate terms of nezirus. Dir, and here we have, the printed Gemara over here has the word dir of Yehuda. According to Tosfos, we have to take out the Dalet. According to the Mefarish, we leave it in, that we say dir of Yehuda, sovala karevi, because why can't we say that it means that he took on separate terms of nezirus? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe that it means one long continuous nezirus. And therefore, again, now the problem is that that it means one long continuous nezirus, the way Rebbe holds, and therefore he can't cut his hair every 30 days. Because the same way as a person says, I'm a nazir for 1,000 years, where he can't cut his hair in between. Either way, the point is that that upholds Rabbi Yochanan's understanding that yes, our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yehuda as well. It doesn't have to be only like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, the Gemara asks, so you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, where Rebbe in our Mishnah had said that when a person says Harini Nazir, and then he mentions a large quantity, then he doesn't mean that many terms of Nazirus. He means He means that many days of Nezirus consecutively, and you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe. The question is, Rabbi Yehuda misav alak Rebbe? Does Rabbi Yehuda in fact hold like Rebbe in that regard? We have the case in the Mishnah where a person says, I'll be a Nazir the number of days in the solar year, and we said that the Tana of the Mishnah says that he has to count 365 terms of Nezirus, but Amr Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove that, Maisa Shehoya, it actually happened once that there was such a situation, the Kivin Shehishlim mess, and as soon as he finished the Nezirus, he died. Now when Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a Maisa, the Pashtus, he's coming to support what the Tanakhama is saying. So, if you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's accepting on himself many terms of Nezirus, then that explains what we mean to Kivin de Hishlin mess, that when he finished all those terms of Nezirus, then he died. In other words, the point is, it's Shayach to talk about finishing when you have a large number of terms. But if you say it just means he accepted on himself one term in Nezirus of 365 days, how can you call that Hashlama? The word Hashlama, he did a Nezirus of 1 year, big deal. What's the big deal about that that you should call that Hashlama? Hashlama would imply when you have many ones, one after the other, and he finally got through all of them. That's Tosfos' first explanation. Tosfos' second explanation is that if you're going to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means that he actually only has to keep one of 365 days, then when Rabbi Yehuda uses it, fine. Maybe we could say, according to the second explanation of Tosfos, the word Hashlama can mean that he finished the year of Nezirus. But still, it would mean then that Rabbi Yehuda, when he uses the word Hishlim, is using it in a different sense than the Tanakhama would be using it. The Tanakhama would be using it in the sense that they finished 365 terms of Nezirus, which means that he was a Nazir one after the other, 30 days and another 30 days and another 30 days, etc., for over 30 years. And Rabbi Yehuda, meanwhile, would be using Hishlim to mean that he completed 1 year. And if Rabbi Yehuda is going to bring a proof for the Tanna Kamma, he should be using the word in the same sense. So that's Tosfos' a second explanation. Either way, the point is that Rabbi Yehuda seems to be agreeing with the Chachamim that it means that he actually keeps separate Nezirus, 365 separate Nezirus. Now, according to Rabbi, he would not. According to Rabbi, he'd be keeping one long Nezirus of 365 days. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with Rabbi. And the Gemara continues, V'oid, furthermore, mi sovel like Rebbe, how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe? V'hatanya, we learn in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hareni Nazir Minyan Hilkate Kayet, suppose a person says, I'll be a Nazir, the number of Hilkate of summer fruit. Now, Hilkate can have two meanings. Tosfos explains, and the Rosh brings as one explanation, that it can mean piles. So he's saying, in other words, the number of piles of summer fruit, of figs that are being put out to dry, I'm becoming a nazir, the number of those piles. The Rosh brings another possibility. The word hilkati can also mean paths, can also mean small, narrow paths. So it means that during that time of year, when people are drying figs, people are putting out piles of figs to dry, and they're making small, narrow paths between the piles of dried figs, and Hilkate Kayetz would refer to that. So he's saying that I'll be another the number of those paths. Or he says I'll become a nazir the number of paths of shmita, which means the same idea. In other words, during shmita, nobody is planting their fields, so therefore everybody is passing through the field, and therefore you have a lot of paths through the field. So now he's saying I'll be a nazir that number of paths. Now again, there's not. It's hard to count those down to the last one because people are probably constantly making new paths or new piles or whatever. So it's kind of an indefinite large number, like the hair of my head and like some of the other cases we said in the Mishnah. The Mefarish, by the way, has a different understanding of it. He says that as far as Hilkate Kayetz and Shibole Shmita, he actually has the Gusa, not Shvile Shmita, which would mean paths of Shmita, but rather Shibole Shmita, which means the number of stalks of grain that grow during Shmita. There's not very many of them. You have whatever grain grows, it's what's left over from last year, that there were seeds fell on the ground, and now they sprouted. So he's saying, therefore, according to him, it would mean fakert, that a person is saying a certain very small number, because how many grains of wheat already, how many stalks of wheat are there already in the field during Shmita? Anyway, the Braisa says, Moinin Aziris, Kaminin Hilkate Kayetz, Kaminin Shibolish, or Kaminin Shivile Shmita. So he's gonna count separate terms of Naziris, the number of Hilkate of the summer fruit, of the figs, the number of piles, or the number of paths, as the case may be, or like the number of the paths, or the stalks of grain of Shmita. So therefore, again, it's gonna be one Naziris of 30 days after another. And the point is that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it's separate terms of Nezirus. So he doesn't hold like Rabbi that it would mean one continuous Nezirus. So it can mean, in other words, that the point can be, in other words, that Rabbi Yehuda is clearly saying that it means he's a Nazir for the rest of his life, but it's broken up into 30-day increments. Whereas according to Rebbe, it would be one long continuous thing. Or the Mefarish says somewhat similarly, fine, we can be talking about, there's only a few of these Hilkate Kayetz, there's only a few of these stalks of grain. Fine, there's 100 of them, let's say. It means there's a Nazir for 100 days continuously, whereas Rabbi Yehuda is telling us there's a Nazir for 100 terms, one after the other. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. So the one answer is Minyan Shiny. It's different when he used the word Minyan. He said minyan Hilkate Kayetz or minyan Shibole Shmita. So the word minyan means counting. Then yes, Rabbi Yehuda would say then it means that he means separate terms of nazirus. But if he didn't use the word minyan, if he said, I'll be a nazir, like the hilkate kayetz, or like the shvila shmita, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree with Rabbi that it means one long, continuous nazirus. Well, the question is, when we shiny lay the Rebbe minyan, does Rebbe hold of such a distinction as far as the word minyan, as far as the word counting? But Hatanya, we learn in a brisa. If a person says, how any nazir can minyan yamosachama, a person says, I'll be a nazir like the number of days in the solar year, moina naziros can minyan yamosachama, then he counts terms of naziros equal to the number of days of the solar year, so it's going to be 365 terms of naziros. And if he says, if he says like the number of days of the moon, meaning of the lunar year, then mona kimei halavana, then he counts the number of terms of nazirus equal to the number of days in the lunar year. In fact, the Turei Evan makes a point. He says that by the shnas achama, the expression was kiminyan by the shnas halavana. It only said kimei. And he's saying that the Chachamim say there's no difference between communion and not. In other words, the point is, first the Mishnah, first the Braisa wants to tell us that Rebbe argues, even when you say communion, and the Sefer is leaving out the word communion to say that even if he doesn't say the word communion, the Chachamim disagree. So according to the Chachamim, either way, it means that many terms of Nazirus, 30 days, one after the other. Rebbe Omer, Ad Shiyam, Nazirus Salai, communion Yomai Sachama, or Yomai Salavana. Rebbe says only if he says communion of the Yomos HaChama or communion Yomos HaLevana, then it would be. Then he says, then I'd agree with you, Chachamim, that it means 365 or 354 terms of Nazirus, 30 days each. But otherwise, if he just says Kimei HaChama or Kimei HaLevana, or no, Rebbe says that he has to say Nazirus. Rebbe says the key thing is not whether he uses the word minion. Rebbe says the key thing is whether he uses the word Nazirus, which means terms of Nazirus. But if he said Hareini Nazir, I will be a Nazir, doesn't matter whether he said Kiminion or not. Either way, it would mean one long term of Nazirus that lasts 354 or 365 days. So we see that Rebbe doesn't make a distinction between whether you use the word minion or not. So why are we assuming that Rebbe Yehuda would hold such a distinction? And says, okay, Rabbi Yehuda Savale Kavasei B'choda or Polagale B'choda. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rebbe on one detail and argues with him on another detail. Savale Kavasei B'choda, he agrees with Rebbe on one detail that it doesn't matter that the difference between whether he says Hireni Nozer or Nazirois, that either way Nazirus Achas Kabel Levei. Or no, that there is a difference. That if he says Hareini Nazir, then it's one long continuous Nazirus, as opposed to if it's Nazir Royce, then it means he's breaking it up into terms of Nazirus. That he agrees with Rebbe. Or Polagale Bechoda, but he's disagreeing with him on another point. The Iler of Yehuda Shani Le Moina, because Rabbi Yehuda would say there's a difference whether he uses the word minion. And he says that if he uses the word minyan, then it would mean that he means that many terms of Nazirus, as opposed to when he didn't use the word minyan, it would mean one long continuous one. But Rebbe, like Shani Le Moina, and Rebbe would not hold of that distinction. He says either way, the key thing is whether he uses the word Nazirus or not. So it comes out, in short, that now we have three different opinions. The Chachamim hold that you always have separate Nazirus. So the Chacham would say, when we're talking about Dovah She'en Lo Kitzva, we made the distinction yesterday in the Gemara on Daf Zayin, that if you have something which has a defined number, for example, the number of days that this trip will take, then it means one continuous Nazirus. So if we said according to one answer in the Gemara, it meant when Hechzik Badera, when he's already on the road. So according to the Chachamim, doesn't matter whether he used the word minyan. Either way, it would mean that he's counting separate nazirus of that number. And since it's an indefinite number, then it means that he's going to be nazir of 30 days and another 30 days and so forth for the rest of his life. Then you have Rebbe who goes to the opposite extreme. The only way he's a nazir for 30 days and another 30 days and so forth is only if he uses the word nazirus, terms of nazirus. But otherwise, he's always going to be a nazir continuously for the number that he said. So if it's a small number, then it'll be a small period of nazirus, a year or whatever. And if it's a large amount, like the hairs on his head, then he's going to be a nazir continuously for the rest of his life without ever cutting his hair and bringing his karbanos. And then Rabbi Yehuda is taking kind of a middle ground. that says that it depends whether we use the word minyan or not. If we use the word minyan, then it means separate terms of nezirus, cutting his hair every 30 days. And if he didn't use the word minyan, then it means one long, continuous nezirus. And then the Mishnah Melech actually wants to explain that there's maybe a fourth opinion that if he just says Harini Nozak Ki Moisa Chama, then maybe it would be separate terms of Nezirus. But the Chazon Ish argues with that and says that no, that Tana would agree with Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't matter whether he says Ki Mois or Ki Mei. Either way, the word Ki Mois amounts to saying the word Min. So the Gemara says Tana Rabbanon. So now the Gemara brings a couple of brises on this topic of long nezirus. Tana Rabbanon, Harini Nozir Kol Yemei Chaya. If a person says I'm a Nozir my entire life, or Harini Nozir Olam, or I'm a Nozir forever. Either way, Harini Nozir Olam, then he's a Nozir Olam like Avshalom, which means that he cuts his hair every so often. We had the three way Machlokas Tanaim earlier. How often he cuts it? The halacha was like Rebbe that he cuts it once every 12 months. And again, we said according to Tosfos, he doesn't shave it off completely. He just lightens it by cutting some of it off. According to the Rambam, he cuts it off completely like a regular nazir. Anyway, on the other hand, if he says, afilu meya shana, afilu elaf shanim, but if he says even 100 years or 1,000 years, ain't a nazir olam, then he wouldn't be a nazir olam where he cuts his hair every 12 months, el a nazir le olam, rather than be a nazir continuously for the rest of his life, even though he can't possibly live 1,000 years, and that would mean that he's never cutting his hair, because it means it's one long term of nezirus which lasts 1,000 years. As opposed to, again, when he says nozir olam or kol yemei chayei, he didn't mention a number, therefore we say that now he's a nozir olam who cuts his hair once every 12 months. The Gemara says another braisa, Tana Rabbanan, harini nozir v'achas, suppose a person says I'll be a nozir and one, Moinashtayim, then it means he has to count out two terms of Nezirus, each of 30 days. Because Harini Nozir is one term, and Va'achas means another one, means that he's accepting on himself another term of Nezirus. And if he says Ve'oid, if he says Harini Nozir Va'achas Ve'oid, and again, Moinashtolish, then he has to count three Nezirus. Veshuv, and if he says, and again, Ve'oid means and further, Veshuv means and again. Moina Arba. So now he said Harini Nazir Va'achas Va'oid V'shuv. So altogether that makes four terms of Nazirus. So the Gemara asks Pshita, isn't that obvious? And the answer is Ma'u Detema V'shuv Kikulu. You could have thought otherwise without the Braise telling you. Maybe the word V'shuv, and again, literally V'shuv means and returning. Maybe it means equal to all of them. So V'hav Yashis, V'hav Yashis, and it comes out with six. In other words, maybe we would say Achas is Harini Nozir, but Achas Va'oid, maybe so far as three. And then when he says V'shuv, means again, meaning all three of those again. So therefore, you come up with six. So no, Kamash Malon, therefore, the Braise is telling us that no, V'shuv just means and one more Nezirus. In fact, the word va'oid also means the va'achas. Fine, would be the va'achas would definitely be only one, but maybe va'oid also means double the ones from before. So therefore, kamash malon. Therefore, the braisa is telling us that no, each one of them is adding only one. Another one, speaking of multiple terms of nezirus, Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a braisa, Hareni Nozir, if a person says Hareni Nozir, Sumchus Oimer, Sumchus says that if he adds any of the following words to that declaration, then he's going to be a Nozir for multiple terms of nezirus. If he says Hareni Nozir Hain, then Achas, then it means he's a Nozir for one term, because the in Greek, the word Hain means one. If he says Hareni Nozir Digoin, if he says, I'll be a Nozir Digoin, Shtayim, then it means he's taking on two Nezirus. Digoin literally means the root D or Dio you have in some places in the Gemara is the Greek word, the Greek prefix for two. Goin means times, literally means sides or corners. Like you have in English, for example, you have the word a polygon, which means something that has many sides or many corners. So here when he says digoin, literally it means two corners, but it means, in other words, that he's taking on himself two terms of nezirus. Trigoin shalosh. If he says I'll be a nazir trigoin literally means three corners, so it means he's a nazir three times, three terms. Tetragon. If he says I'll be a nazir tetragon, tetra is the Greek prefix for four. So therefore, it means that he's a nazir four times. Pentagon, and if he says I'll be a nazir, pentagon, so that means five. Chomish, so it means five times. In other, now what's the chiddush of that? So what's the chiddush of that? So of course, you know, he's informing us that those are the words for these things in Greek. But the point is, now the Mefarish says the chiddush is that you can accept nezirus in any lashon. So even though these words are Greek, nevertheless that would be a valid acceptance of nezirus. Tosfos elsewhere discusses that this Gemara is also brought in Baba Basra. Tosfos points out over there, and what's the chiddush? Why do we think that you can't accept the nezirus in any lashon? And if a person were to say in English, "I'll be a nazir twice." You wouldn't say that he's a nazir two times in succession. What's the chiddush that if he uses the word digun, it means twice? So Tosfos over there explains what it means is the chiddush is, what if the person doesn't understand what the word digun means? Well, would we say then that would be so Harini nazir, fine. He said in Lashon Kodesh, he understood what that means. He's accepting on himself nazirus. But let's say he didn't understand what the word digun means. Nevertheless, that is considered Loshen Chachamim, as in fact, we're now going to quote a Braisa, where the Chachamim use these words in connection with the halachas of Nigei Batim, of Tzaras and houses. Therefore, they're considered Loshen Chachamim, so therefore they're the equivalent of the Kinuye Nezirus that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, and that we learned at the beginning of Nedarim. The same way, for example, a person were to make a Neder and say, Koinam or Koinach, or whatever, even though we learned in Nedarim that those are not the actual word korban, those may be terms that the Chachamim made up and told people to use. And the same thing with Nazir, where we said at the beginning of our Masechta that instead of saying Nazir, you might say Naziach or Koziach or whatever, then nevertheless, and the point is, Tosfos says, even if he doesn't understand what those words mean, but because they're Loshi Chachamim, then therefore he would be a Nazir. The same way over here, when he says, how are you Nazir? And he says, Digun, even though he may not know what the word Digun means, nevertheless we say it means he's required to keep two terms of Nazirs. On the other hand, with other languages, it wouldn't be like that. If a person were to say in English, I'll be a Nazir twice, if he doesn't know what the word twice means, then you're right, he wouldn't be a Nazir twice, because those are not Lashonis Chachamim. Now, other Rishonim argue with Tosfos on that, and say that no matter what language you use, you still have to understand the word. And in fact, the Ramah brings like them in Shulchan Aruch that if a person were to use the word koinam or koinach or whatever without knowing what it means, then a tackle wouldn't be a valid neder. So now here's another braisa that uses these same words. And again, according to Tosfos, the connection is that we see that these words are actually used as loshen chacham. Tanan Rabbanan. Bais ogol, if you have a round house that has no corners at all, digun, or if the house has two corners, meaning one side is round and the other side is straight, so it looks like a half circle, trigun, or a house that's triangular, puntigun, or a house that's shaped like a pentagon that has five sides, ainim atama b'negoyim, such houses are not able to become tomei with negoyim, with saras of houses. As we're going to explain in the Gemara in a second, why that is. Tetragon, but if the house has four sides, again, we said the word tetra is the Greek word for four, so tetragon, if it has four sides or four corners, the time of the negoyim, then it is able to become tomei with negoyim. The Pashtus, by the way, the Gemara would also mean, it wouldn't have to be necessarily that the house, that the four corners meet at right angles. The Pashtus, even if the house was shaped like a diamond or like a trapezoid or whatever, still it has four walls, therefore it would be Metamim and Negoyim, only if we say, but it has to have four corners, no more, no less. So the Gemara is my timer. Why is that? Why does a house have to dock out four corners to become Tamim with Saras? Because like this, we learn from the Psukim. Lamata hu omer kir kiras. You have a few psukim in connection with Tzaras. You have a couple of psukim that mention the walls of the house. You have a further on pasuk that says that the Kohen sees, suppose that the Tzaras has spread in the walls of the house. Now on the face of it, the Tzaras is not on the walls plural, it's on one wall. So kir kiras. So it could have said the word kir, a wall, and it says kir rois, which means walls. And lamailahu omer, and a few psukim earlier, it says that the kohen comes and sees the taras on the walls of the house. Again, it's not necessarily on the walls plural. So again, kir kiras. It could have said kir wall, and instead it says kir rois, walls in the plural. So therefore, Harekan Arba, so therefore we douse from that. The fact that it says twice wolves and near Rabim Shnayim means you have two and another two, so therefore you learn from that that it has four. So if it has more or less than four, then it's not susceptible to Tzadas. The Rosh wonders, by the way, I mean, the fact is we have another drasha that we learn from that word Kirois. We learn from that according to one opinion anyway, that saras and houses applies only if you find saras in the corner on a cornerstone, which is part of two walls. So at least according to that mandamar, then how you're learning the pasuk or how you're learning over here the drasha to say that you need davka to four corners. And the answer is because fine, but if it was only meant for the drasha, then it would have said, if it was only meant for the drasha over here, it would have said just four times, it would have said the word kir, and we would have added up kir, we would have added up a number of times, it's kir, four times, therefore it would mean four walls. Instead, it says twice the word kirois, so therefore we're able to daushin, then therefore we're able to daushin. And vice versa, if it only meant for the drasha, that it means that it has to be in a corner where you have a kir that is like kirois, you have one wall which is like two, namely where two walls meet in a corner, then it could have said one time kirois, and we would daushin that. The fact that it says twice allows us to also daushin the number of walls, as we're saying in our Gemara over here, that it means four walls. Hadron Allah Kol Kinyanei.